Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest coming up for everybody at 5 o'clock. He's a frequent guest on the program, friend of mine, a friend of yours. He is the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Benga Ajilore. We're going to be talking about the continued, scattershot would be a nice way of putting it, Trump tariff taco terror policy. It's not a policy. It's just random. His upcoming possible meeting with President Xi of China. We're going to talk about what is going on with the shutdown, as well as the Fed's upcoming interest rate announcement and how that relates to the ongoing question of whether or not the tariff terror is leading to greater inflation and what the Fed is really worried about at this point in time. All that coming up with Chief Economist Benga Ajilore at 5 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. We're going to close out this hour of Sound Off with Maggie Dawn. We got time for a couple more callers. You want to get your two cents, nickel, dime, or quarter worth in 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Hey, Joe in Madison, what you got for us this afternoon?
Earlier on, and I hope you return to her, I am horrified when I think about the hammer that's going to be coming down to my fellow citizens in Wisconsin in terms of costs in terms of medical insurance. I'm just horrified. And I wanted to pass on one little tidbit for people. The question comes up in kind of expanding on what Jack had said about going to a Medicare for All or a public option, but I'm going to focus on Medicare for All. There was an article out of Public Citizen that had the title, Medicare for All would cut trillions from our budget. And the amazing thing in it, Maggie, is they quoted various think tanks looking at this, and one of them is called the Mercatus Center, Mercatus. It is funded by the Koch brothers. And this think tank, funded by the Koch brothers, said that if we went to Medicare for All over a 10-year period, we would save $2 trillion. The most conservative organization walking the planet says we would save money by going for Medicare for All. So think about that, folks. As we're looking about this tsunami that's going to be hitting us in this juggling act to keep our current wounded bird in flight, it ain't working. We need Medicare for All, and that's where we should go. Thanks.
Yeah, the economics bear out what Joe's saying in spades, right? When everybody is insured, or when we at least have health insurance, health care for everyone, it costs everybody less. People get preventative care, which helps prevent chronic disease. It helps when you have a chronic disease, catch things before those diseases accelerate. It is good for everybody. It's good for the bottom line. And yet, if your brand as the MAGA GOP has been for 20 years, government is bad, 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 and if anybody ever benefits from a program, it means that they're bad, 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 lazy, bad, whatever it is, it becomes really hard to actually look at the facts surrounding something like Medicare for All and have a fact-based economics based conversation about what would actually, with less money, get us better outcomes. Shouldn't that be the point? But again, if you're not really interested in solutions or even proposing them, it's a little bit hard to have a conversation about true economic reality. Here's Ollie from the Northwoods. Hi, Ollie, what you got for us?
Well, I'm just wondering why people are seeing on TV their president dancing around like a clown in another country when he should be here taking care of business and taking care of the people who need his help. He could have signed, there is a contingency fund that would allow for SNAP to be paid.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in, Ollie, because we're running short on time. Thanks for this. We're going to talk about that contingency fund that would help continue to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, aka SNAP, here in the state of Wisconsin, known as Food Share. that millions and millions and millions of Americans use to keep food on the table. Yep, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is sitting on $5+ billion in contingency funds. And don't believe Mike Johnson or any other Republican on national news right now, because they're saying, look, legally, we can't use it for that. Yeah, well, according to the USDA a month ago, the USDA was saying, yeah, we can use the contingency fund to help fund SNAP through a shutdown. But they've now deleted that opinion from the USDA's website because it doesn't fit their current political plan to blame Democrats for, let's see here, checks notes, everything that's wrong with the country or anything wrong in the world, and checks notes claim that they are the only ones with any solutions, checks notes, except for not having any solutions at all to point to. Yes, folks, that is the MAGA brand these days. No solutions, only accusations, only credit for the MAGAs, and only blame for anybody else that disagrees with them. And, you know, a fair amount of name calling to go into the mix. Yes, I looked this up. I found the old USDA opinion that was on its website until a month ago that said, yep, they can use the billions in contingency funds in the USDA budget to help fund SNAP. Of course, now the White House has changed its tune. By the way, just as a reminder, earlier in the shutdown, the Trump administration happily redirected funds from other programs to fund veterans' paychecks. The thing that they're saying they can't do now with SNAP funding. Make it make sense. My next guest is going to help me do just that. We got Chief Economist Benga Adjelori coming up next. He's with the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We dig into the shutdown, to Donald Trump's Asia tour, and to inflation and the interest rate announcement coming up from the Fed. So don't go anywhere. The news and economic insights continue. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.